You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. This promise was announced 2,000 years ago, but it is still in effect today.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, you are perfect and holy. We are perpetual sinners and daily failures. By your love, you established for us a way of escape from the penalty we deserve for our sins. Enable our eyes to see your salvation cross. Turn our hearts unto true and sincere repentance, and enable our will to trust completely in the sin-cleansing and life-giving blood of your Son, our Savior. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray, amen. Television, radio, and newspapers seem so often to report only bad news. The editor of a major news magazine recently wrote that people often ask him why he does not print more good news. He replied by saying, "We welcome the opportunity." By this he meant that most news stories which arrive on his desk each day tell of a rising crime rate, runaway inflation, spiraling interest rates, factory closings, low farm prices, the uncertainty of Social Security, rumors of war, and job uncertainty for young people. When some good news is occasionally reported, even then, it appears to affect only a limited number of people. For precisely this very reason, a stunning announcement made by an angel to some sheep herders nearly 2,000 years ago is totally unique. It represents the only reliable message of hope for every generation. The good news announced by the angel is like a powerful beam of light, penetrating the darkness of uncertainty and driving out the demons of worry and despair. The angel proclaimed, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy which shall be to all people." This message was not delivered to provide only a brief hope based on the momentary upsurge in the economy or a shift in politics. This announcement, authored in heaven, told of the birth of an individual born among men who would provide constant encouragement, changeless hope, and lasting joy even in the most difficult situations you and I might experience in life. Yes, as Isaiah prophesied, people who walk in darkness and uncertainty now have a bright light. As you listen to this broadcast, your life and your future may seem uncomfortably dark and extremely uncertain. Problems you used to think you would never face are now confronting you. Things you thought would never happen in your family are now troubling your home. Difficulties you believe took place only in the lives of others are now causing you endless worry. Yet in the midst of your problems, know one thing for certain. For you, there is a living and totally reliable hope. It is based on the resurrected and death-defeating Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This eternal hope is anchored in the one Isaiah prophesied to be, the liberator from sin, the bearer of good news for the afflicted, the one who binds up the brokenhearted, the one who proclaims liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, and the comforter of all who mourn. Yes, the pages of the Bible are filled with historically reliable and powerfully moving stories of how Jesus, without hesitation, helped those in trouble and in need. But to many people, these biblical accounts seem to have taken place years and years ago. They appear irrelevant to many today. But do not be misled by the devil. The Christian faith is more than the mere acceptance of past religious history. Today, yes, today, you can trust that Jesus still provides the same assistance as you face your problems. In the Bible, Hebrews chapter 3, we read, Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday and today, yes and forever. With total confidence in the changeless Christ, St. Paul wrote to the troubled church in Philippi and said, God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Let this same biblical promise be the solid rock of your hope. Look always to Jesus Christ and trust that God shall supply all your needs. Do not be a victim of today's bad news. Do not cast your lot with the pessimistic doomsayers who say there is no hope. Live each day with the confidence that in the unchanging Christ, by the blessed Redeemer, through the promised Messiah, God will provide you with strength for your back, encouragement for your heart, and everything you need for your physical well-being. Whenever the devil tempts you to doubt God's promises of help, read again in the Holy Scriptures how Jesus miraculously fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. Meditate on how the Redeemer forgave the sins of those looked down upon and rejected by society. Yes, marvel at how the blessed Savior cast out demons by the mere command of His voice. Contemplate the divine physician who miraculously healed those who were from birth incurably ill. And let your hope of heaven be renewed by reading how Jesus miraculously raised the dead. Some people feel that God neither cares for them nor understands them. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, during His earthly ministry, Jesus fully understood even His worst enemies. In the Gospel of John chapter 2 we read, and I quote, Jesus did not need anyone to tell Him what people were like. He understood human nature. No, do not be deceived. God knows precisely who you are and how you are feeling. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. And never underestimate the power of the death-destroying and life-giving resurrected Lord Jesus Christ as He offers to help you in your hour of need. In Ephesians chapter 3 we read, Jesus is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all that we ask or think. And listen to this. Even before the followers of Jesus Christ seek the Savior's help for their problems, the blessed Redeemer is already providing an answer. Through His prophet Isaiah, God promised, Before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. As you prepare to prayerfully approach God for your daily needs, first, distinguish between your dreams, what your heart wants, and what you actually need. You may want a Mercedes-Benz automobile, but all you need for getting to work is a good used car. You may want some new clothes, but all you need is basic clothing available at a discount store. You may want beautiful and expensive furniture, but all you really need is some reconditioned furniture, which your family can clean up and enjoy. You may want to eat steak every day and finish your meal with a special dessert, but all you need is basic wholesome food containing adequate nutrition to nourish you and your family. Yes, you may dream of living in a fancy home with a large lawn, but all you actually need is a simple residence with adequate heat and light to keep you and your family healthy. The table in my kitchen I purchased used. The bed I sleep in was not new when I obtained it. The desk I used to prepare these sermons I purchased used. The chair I sit in to read my Bible was used when I bought it. The car I drive was used when I purchased it, and it is now 10 years old. Obviously, there is no great virtue in buying used household goods, and it is certainly not wrong to buy new things. But we must always strive to be good stewards of the money God has given us and live within our budget. In this way, we will then be able not only to afford our basic needs in life, but we will also be able to give generously to those in need. One of the happiest people I know is a lady living in a rest home in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She is 88 years old. She lost her husband nearly 30 years ago and now has some health problems. But instead of complaining about life, she regularly writes letters and does deeds of kindness to encourage others. And her family is another example of faith. Her son has been a missionary for over 30 years. He and his family have endured great hardships. They have been caught in the middle of political revolutions. Following a serious car accident, they lay injured and near death for several days in a remote area before help arrived. And they have experienced the terror of cancer. But in all these things, they have never given up hope. Their Christ-centered courage is reflected in the words of St. Paul when he said, "The problems we face at the present time are not to be compared with the glory which shall soon be revealed to us." Yes, the devil has clearly caused great turmoil in our society by leading us to confuse our wants and dreams with our actual needs. Nowhere in the Bible has God ever promised anyone that they will have luxuries, but he does guarantee to all who ask adequate food, clothing, and shelter. Just as God takes care of the birds and the flowers, so also he will take care of you and me. In the Gospel of Matthew we read that God causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and God sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Yes, God's general blessings come to all people, even to the unrighteous. But there is a significant and fundamental difference. The special blessings of God, those which make the big difference in life, are reserved for all who trust in the sin-cleansing power of the blood of His Son, the Blessed Redeemer. And this is also why St. Paul stated that only through Jesus Christ will your physical and spiritual needs be totally fulfilled. Yes, all too often we try to take credit for the blessings we receive in life. We frequently fail to say with the psalmist, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God? It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves." Yes, our sinful pride swells up as we call God's blessings our accomplishments. It impresses us to hear the pagan expression that someone is a self-made man. We refuse to accept the fact that from dust we have come, and that to dust we shall soon return. Sad to say, church newspapers are also frequently filled with questionable columns and photographs of what is considered human achievement. Man never tires of trying to take credit for what God has done. The terrible sin of accepting undue credit is true not only in the area of physical needs, but this also occurs with spiritual concerns. Jesus had just finished feeding thousands of people in a miraculous way. The gracious Savior then warned the people not to seek physical bread only, but he encouraged them to also seek that bread which satisfies the soul. The crowd then asked Jesus what they could do to please the Heavenly Father. Here again, these people, as we so often do today, saw themselves in the center of everything and capable of earning God's love and mercy. But in a surprise answer, Jesus said, "The work of God is that you believe Him who the Father has sent." In their arrogance, the people wanted so badly to do something for their spiritual welfare. But, Jesus said, this was already taken care of through God's mercy. And this is central to the clear teachings of the Bible. In no way can any man ever do enough to earn God's mercy and to pay for the sins he has committed. But the good news and our only hope is this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, for you and me. When Jesus cried out from the cross of Calvary, "It is finished," God the Father accepted the death of His Son, Jesus Christ, as a full and complete payment for your sins. No, don't try to take credit for anything you own or anything you are today. But more important, don't ever try to earn God's mercy or work your way to heaven. You will never make it. Simply believe the beautiful message of the gospel. Trust completely in the sin-cleansing power of the beautiful Savior, the blessed Redeemer. Yes, in Christ Jesus, God shall supply all your needs, both for your body and for your soul. Amen.
Been listening to a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your own life, may we suggest that you share this cassette with others? This cassette service is a special ministry of the Media Services Division of the International Lutheran Layman's League.